This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged. Let's go.
Hi, podcast.
Hey.
Oh, hey.
Welcome back.
Would you describe us as sticky?
Yeah, I feel sticky today. My hair feels sticky. It's very greasy. Needs a good wash.
Do you guys know what this is from? Let's get sticky with Ricky. You won't know. I don't know if you'll know either.
I don't even know that either. But the reason we're saying sticky is because we had a meeting where they were like, hey, let's keep spin sticky.
Sticky. Yeah, what was that? What, how did that come up again?
It was like, let's keep people on listening
stick
to
spin. Stick it like that fly paper that catches all the flies and stuff. Let's get sticky with Ricky. It's from In Matilda. You know when they make her watch TV and she, explodes the TV and it's this game where the money glues
they're
to
all
you.
Eating the dinner.
All yeah, they're all eating their TV dinner and it's like as much money as gets glued to you as possible, you get to keep, and that's called Let's Get Sticky.
Honestly, that sounds like a class game. Do you ever see them like Japanese game shows and you're like, God, it looks so much fun.
Yeah, they have to go through physical hell and we're like, yes, I'm watching.
You know the way we here at Spin are kind of known as the Spin Kids, even though we're all old.
Yeah.
And we're trying to get like respect from our colleagues at like News Talk and Today FM and all the rest. Well, I've
set
us all...
never happen.
I've set us all back a long time.
Oh, and what have you done?
I'm sorry. So I decided, going to Electric Picnic on Saturday for the day, that it was the perfect time to pull out my clip-in hair extensions.
Oh yeah. Right?
So I shoved them in and then naturally the rain came. And Dave, it's tough enough, I suppose, to manage long hair when it's not fake.
Okay.
You know, because you can get a brush through your real hair.
Yeah.
Getting a brush through fake hair is more or less an impossibility. It's probably time for those extensions to go in the bin if you're getting the cheap ones like I had. So it was, they were disastrous. They were gone. They were bollocksed, to be honest. And I was doing a set with Today FM and I was back at the stage just waiting to go. Someone I was with was in the toilet. And Dave Moore of Today FM fame walked past as I was removing my clip-in hair extensions and putting them into the bin. He just stopped and went, what are you doing? And I was like, is that your hair? And I was like, oh no, it's fake hair. I'm just...
It's actually a very important part about being a woman, Dave. You wouldn't really understand what we go through.
I just thought after, I'm cringe. I'm so cringe. Like half of my hair was long, the other half was short and scatty. And I was like, oh, hey. Just
that to me is festival core, having the authentic festival experience.
Thank you.
Sometimes I don't think Dave Moore would care. Dave Moore is too nice to ever think badly of anyone.
Now he has the bonds himself, the glue-ins, so they're very well maintained.
He
all
doesn't
the time.
Need to worry about it.
Yeah.
Okay, we're back tomorrow live from 7 and we will talk to you then, I guess.
Bye.
1038
Dave and Fiona in the morning.
This is Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning.
Big.
Your number one hit music station. On it. Let's go.
Good morning. How are we?
Hey, good morning. What's happening, guys?
Gang's all here.
Can we just lock in, guys?
Okay.
We're ready. September 1st. Let's lock in. Get the good vibes going.
And then do you want to circle back? We'll circle back.
Very important business to get down to, of course, today's show. We will be talking about Simon Harris and his new trousers. We will be talking about a new government. And we will also be talking about, does your pee sometimes smell?
Sometimes, yeah.
What does it smell like?
Pee.
Because I've got a new one. Oh. So like sometimes my pee smells like... Uh-huh. Sticky popcorn,
like caramel.
Yeah, caramel popcorn, like a little bit sweet. But today I unlocked a new one, but I will tell you about it in a while.
Sorry, toffee pea is interesting to me now. And would you have eaten toffee popcorn or anything?
No, not at all.
No,
not at all. I think it just means I'm very healthy.
Have you been to a doctor recently? Or?
No.
No, okay.
I'm thinking it's probably quite a sign of something, but I don't really know. I don't really know what the sign is, or want to know what that sign
is. It's a sign that you're made of sugar, baby.
Okay, do you think maybe that's
surely,
it? Maybe that's
surely.
It. Anyone else's pee smells sweet?
Never smells sweet.
I can't say sweet.
Callum, not me, and I'm not going to bring the tone down, but our boss Nick has said to me that his smells like bacon tuck biscuits.
Interesting.
Quite specific. What are
very
bacon?
Specific.
Are they bacon fries, like?
Kind of, but they're like crackers.
Like tuck crackers, but like the bacon flavour.
Okay.
That's really specific.
Very specific. Because it's a little bit cheesy.
Yeah.
And a little bit bacony.
Because I did unlock a new...
That's saying to me...
I did unlock a new smell this morning.
Quick trip to the GP. Okay, and that was your toffee... Oh, new one.
No, new one. New one. Completely. And it's usually toffee popcorn. This time, 1st of September, baby. Rancheros.
Oh! That's not good.
If you've been missing all summer,
a little bit of a crunch.
Nothing's changed around here. Oh, boy. We must hand over to our producer, Callum, for the worst bits from last week.
Yeah, here we go. What a few weeks has been. Oasis and Robbie played Croke Park. Dave got a tooth out. We're all back to school because it's September. Yay. But it can't all be good things. I welcome you to the worst bits from the last 2 weeks because I was off last week.
Oh, a full nice. One.
Okay. It's a double whammy.
Chock-a-block.
Because we do so well, you yeah. need to spread it over 2 weeks.
Absolutely.
It's hard yeah, to get a mistake from us.
Not a, no, there's plenty. Firstly, Dave decided to open up and be very vulnerable with how much he washes his thing.
I haven't washed my thing in probably my Stanley cup.
What thing?
I washed my thing yesterday. I haven't
wow.
washed my Stanley cup.
Treating us so well this morning.
I haven't washed my Stanley cup.
That's so funny.
I did wash it for the first time last week.
And does
Weirdly,
it taste of dishwasher?
Are we still talking about the Stanley cup now?
No. I need to put the Stanley. I do need to wash the Stanley cup though.
The first time ever. How did that go?
No, it's lovely and clean now.
Fiona was getting emails from the dating app Hinge, despite being with her partner Dwayne for the best part of 10 years. And it got her reminiscing of a life gone by.
Before I was with Dwayne, I think I did one Tinder date. And I gave him the night of his life. But that's not relevant right now. And if you're listening, forget your name. Hope you're well.
If you're listening, I still have your scarf.
Left your scarf there.
We had a lot of dolphin news on the show over the last few weeks.
Oh, yeah.
And I didn't know that dolphins sound a little bit like turkeys.
There's a lot of dolphins around. And you need to be careful because they're not always too friendly.
Was that me?
There was Fiona.
Was that you?
That was you.
Did I do that?
You did.
Oh my God.
Do your dolphin impression.
My soul must. I don't think I can do that again.
Oh my God.
I actually feel like I wasn't even present as I did that again.
Dave returned from a week and a half holiday only to go on another few days off after getting a tooth out. And for one day he did come to work, he got very honest. Oh, it was not that clip.
Again.
Sorry, let's just go back to the next, the previous clip. Emma was talking about a fancy restaurant, but who knows what it was actually called.
Le popote.
Go again.
Le popote.
Le popote.
Le popote.
Give me the thing, because you're definitely saying it wrong.
Le popote.
That's exactly what I call it. Le popote. Le popote. I don't know.
I was like, we just get it out of the way and move on, but here we are. Who knows?
Now Dave returned from a week and a half holiday only to go off for another few days after getting a tooth out. And for the one day he did come to work, he did get very honest.
He wants to be backed up by you this morning.
I hate doing this show. That's a joke. I love this show. I love it.
You've said it now.
No, I love this show so much. If you're just joining after the summer, I have not been here all summer. It's been class.
And that was before any anaesthesia, but no, yeah. We're all very happy to be here. And finally, who knew that one slip of the tongue would mean that we'd be all talking about getting our Barry's done?
If you get Barry's done, if you get Barry Dunn's phone call.
If you get Barry's done.
If you get Barry's done.
If you get your Barry's done, then you can get
then
phone
you can
call.
Enter the cash machine.
Get all your Barry's ticked off.
You have to get your Barry's done.
That's the rule. Rules are rules.
Have you your Barry's done?
So good. I'll never ever think of Barry Dunn without going
so
thinking of doing your bits. Yeah.
I've been producer Callum and they have been the worst bits of the last few weeks. Welcome back if you've joined us after a summer break.
Thank you very much. Thanks. That guy was rocking around Strably all weekend. It feels like everyone got a picture with him or everyone hung out with him, but he never made it to the main stage despite all the rumours.
Ooh.
I was walking away from Sam Fender the other night and some girl was like, don't go now, apparently Lewis is coming on. He didn't. Here he is. This is Survive. You're listening to Spin.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
We've got some big news this morning. The return of the Naughty Threesome. Now, woo-hoo. It is back. Basically, three Naughties bangers back to back. Not on our show.
Sorry, I was drinking tea. Do that again. The return of what?
The Naughty Threesome.
Woo! Yay. And that doesn't mean us three back together, finally, after a few...
Oh yeah, that's a good point actually. No, it's actually the iconic Naughty Threesome. Mm-hmm.
Yes, indeed.
Again, could be us.
Could be us.
Three Naughty songs, expect them each and every day from 10 o'clock and 3 o'clock here on Spin. For now though, and speaking of big bangers, MTV have announced the nominees for Song of the Summer.
Mm-hmm.
And naturally, this always happens at this time of year. Summer is now officially over. It's officially autumn, so we can finally kind of reference it now, I guess.
There wasn't really, I didn't really feel like there was a very clear and obvious Song of the Summer this year.
No, I agree.
Last year was very clearly... Sabrina espresso. Carpenter espresso.
Yeah. Yes, I'd agree with you wholeheartedly. And even a lot of the Charlie XCX stuff last year was very
was
party in summer. But this year it's a bit of a mixed bag. Some of the songs included and who have been nominated are the following.
This is Benson Boone.
Mr. Cool,
hey guys, it's Tate McRae here. This is my single.
Just keep watching.
Hey guys, it's Justin Bieber.
Planning a day, so many days till I can see you again.
It's Molly in the building.
And if you hear this sound, then go on bend your back, go on bend your knees, baby, shake it to the max.
Hi, this is Sabrina Carpenter.
Then when you hear them all together, you're like, yeah, okay, there's been absolute bangers this summer.
There has been bangers, but I don't think there's songs of the summer. Manchild, yes. And what was the second one?
Oh, stop just loving Sabrina.
She brings out a song right before the summer, and it's the whole summer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she wears her shorts. She shakes her little tush, mm-hmm. and we say, yeah.
And she's long. And I say, you can do no wrong.
Yeah. All things that Dave famously hates. You know? Well, I think big potential change happening right now, and the VMAs need to hold their horses on any further steps, because just yesterday Katie Price hit the top of the iTunes charts with a song she released in 2018. Currently, Katie Price, i.e. Jordan, i.e. my queen. I love this.
You love Katie Price. You're queen. I have never, ever in my life heard you mention Katie Price.
I've always just...
Suddenly she's your queen.
I loved her growing up. I watched her show, you know, the whole show of her and Peter divorcing or the after show.
And them on I'm a Celeb when they met and she had the cornrows.
Love, yeah.
I was always
so
a big
inappropriate,
fan.
But big, you know, different times and all the rest, I guess.
Yeah, it's grand.
Her and all her horses, the up and downs, the trials and tribulations. Yeah, I saw in a bookstore the other day. Her book is on the shelf. Didn't pick it up.
Her 18 memoirs.
Yeah. But she's currently, this song, as I say, that was released back in 2018. All her fans are going to Grafton for her to get this song, obviously.
Who's her fan? Apart from Emma.
I am her fan.
Are you? Why?
Firmly. I don't know. I feel like if you grew up in the 2000s and you were a girly, like, it was all about Jordan.
Yeah, it was.
Honestly.
Right. And she's had a tough life. Yeah, there's no doubt about it.
No denying that, but I'm just like, I don't know what she does to garner fans.
She's
more
honest,
about
isn't
what she doesn't do.
Okay.
She went on stage during a drag queen contest back in November, belting out this song. And earlier this year, she stormed on stage during an award show to showcase her talents and sang this song again. So maybe it's a combination of these things, you know, together that are getting it back and getting a bit of traction on it. So she just went on her stories last night, shocked about this being number one on the iTunes charts. All the kids are being like, well done, mom, and all. It's great.
How has this happened? Number three in the charts, official charts. Thank you, everyone. I'm so humbled. Thank you.
I love her. I love her. The song goes like this, and it sounds very Kygo-esque.
What does that mean?
It's a
you
banger.
Have to admit.
Hold me till the moon don't see the stars. It's brilliant. It's the most ChatGPT written line I've ever heard.
That is quality lyricism, if you ask me.
I mean, it doesn't beat when her and Peter Andre brought out the version of A Whole New World.
Yeah.
I was hoping that would be the song in question, but I ship this.
I had to kind of reflect on that this morning when I was looking at this. I was like, what was the purpose of that? And it was actually for charity, so we'll give them that. But
fair enough.
Everything's for Red Nose Day over there, isn't it? They love it.
But wait till you hear this chorus. Kygo who?
Sorry, that's class.
I know.
Where was that on your run?
That's
Imagine how much quicker you would have crossed the finish line.
I'm putting that on my playlist.
Very Avicii or something. I don't know what's going on.
It is. And I can't find who's credited.
I wasn't expecting that. I really wasn't expecting that.
So good, isn't it?
Wow.
I'm obsessed.
Let's get this on the radio. Will you get this on spin, please? Katie Price.
My one more tune.
Calvin Harris, Clementine Douglas now. This is Blessings. You're listening to Spin Morning.
Recharged.
I went to Electric Picnic over the weekend, but I cheated. It's not real. I only went for one day.
That's perfect. That's plenty.
No.
Why is that cheating?
At our age, Emma.
Because I shouldn't be alive today. And I feel grand.
Okay.
You know, it's not fair. People who went for 3 days should really be given a day off today. It's kind of unfair.
It should be a bank holiday.
I have my reasons. I had massive FOMO on Friday night, but Jack, my fella, doesn't finish work until like 5:30 in the middle of town. I was like, I'm not going down there setting up a tent in the dark. No. I just can't.
And in the rain as well.
Yeah. So it was the easiest experience of my life. I'm so used to the Electric Picnic Camino and loads of stuff. We drove from Dublin to the car park and we're in the car park ready to walk in 1 hour and 5 minutes. Parked.
Unreal.
Like, easy peasy lemon squeezy. It was lashing rain at the time. So we were like, let's not even bother set up a tent right now. Let's just walk in and see if we get on. So we had, I mean, my arms were free.
That must have been the weirdest feeling ever.
Strange. It was so weird just rocking in with nothing looking you down, all the rest.
That sounds great. You're just off for a walk.
Just off for a little walk. Yeah. Just have a little mooch around, you know, just checking out what's on offer in Stradbally. At the end of the night, I was like, right, what are we going to do? We go and set up this tent or whatever. And we said, nah, let's not bother. Let's just keep in the car because we had to get back yesterday.
I've never sat in the car before.
It was my first time as well. And I've often said on the show, I get some of my best sleeps of the year in a tent. Mm-hmm. So I missed out on that. But I think a close second is a car sleep.
Really?
So what did you do? Did you recline the seat back or did you sleep in the back?
No, his car is quite small. We were in Jack's car. So we just sat in, we were in each seat.
Okay.
Recliners on. Yeah. And got into each sleeping bag. Perfect. Yeah. Lay back. I kind of curled up because I'm on my side. I was kind of fighting myself because I was like, this is so uncomfortable. And I was like, no, just sleep. You've no other choice.
Yeah.
There was a real clinical light coming in from the security lights that were in the car park. We got a blanket and just covered the windscreen with it.
Wow. That's not ideal.
Conked out. I did not stir. I did not wake until 8:10 the next morning. Stop. I was asleep before 1. I'm telling you, lads, I honestly think that someday on the show we should test if I can sleep standing up because I would sleep anywhere.
I'm so jealous. I can't even sleep in my bed. She can sleep in a field.
I can sleep anywhere.
I was younger, back in the day, I used to fall asleep on nightclub floors standing up.
Did you?
Just standing.
That's
and just
nice.
For a quick. And it was good. It was good. Then you're
why were your parents bringing you to nightclubs?
Age 6, I'd be like, yeah, I'll just catch a few Z's here. But no, that's good.
It was class.
Actually, a guy was telling me he rented a Go van for the week and set up like a mattress and bits in the back.
That's
and that
so
was
smart.
Something like £200. And it's not that bad when you think about it. Like, say if you were going to get a hotel or if you were going to do glamping or whatever, you're completely closed in, no like wind in the tent, you're sheltered.
Set up and you're off the ground, which is a bit
fresh.
Of a gate. And the 200 quid spread across 3 nights.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Not so too
that's
bad.
That's genius.
Sleeping anywhere though, I always talk about the time I was locked out of the house after school one day when I was a teenager and I was so tired after school I had to wait like 2 hours for someone to let me in. And I just fell asleep on the pavement outside my house. My dad came in and was like,
I need to be drugged.
Are you okay?
Did no one check on you?
I was in the country, there was no neighbours around. I was grand.
What?
That's not my name. All right, what is the crack? Welcome on in to That Is Not My Name. This is the game where we play you or we guess your name with absolutely zero hints or clues. The only person in the room who has been able to listen to your name and find out what that is our producer Callum. We haven't a clue.
Which is unfair, by the way. I think it'd be a really, really much easier game if we could just hear your name before we guess.
Yeah, and then you could win the IMC Cinema Passes
exactly.
That are up for grabs and we could all go home happy.
I think that'd be a much better game. Much better game.
No further ado, let's kick this off. You're going to hear the voice note as we said and we will take off our headphones. Here we go.
Headphones off.
Player one, let's get it done.
How are you, player one?
Hi, not so bad.
Player one, is your name Aaron?
Oh, that's a good one.
That's not my name.
Okay, but let's start. I like the alphabetical. Let's go with B. Hey, player one, is your name Brian?
That is not my name.
Oh. That is not my name really made me think.
I love it.
That is my name.
It really scared me for
that
a second.
That is not my name. Okay, player one, is your name Chris? ABC.
That is not my name.
Killing us. What's your name, player one?
Ryan.
We were ages away in the alphabet.
Yeah, no, we would have never gotten that. Ryan,
thanks so much. Have a great day.
Thanks, William.
Talk to you later, Ryan. Okay, here we go. Headphones off again.
My name is Suzanne.
Player two, let's speak to you.
How are you, player two?
Hi, good. Hey, happy Monday.
You too, Pat.
Here we go. Let's guess your name. Player two, is your name Lauren?
Ooh.
That's not my name.
Player two, is your name Quiva?
That's not my name.
Player two, is your name Tracy?
Ah.
Oh my God.
That's not my name.
Sugar.
Ah.
All right, player two, what is your name?
My name is Suzanne.
Suzanne.
A lovely name, Pleasure.
I love the name, Suzanne.
Same kind of vibe as Tracy, in my opinion.
Yes. Susie, Tracy.
Yeah. Suzanne.
I'm sorry about that, Suzanne. Have a lovely day.
Okay. Have a good day.
Bye, Suzanne.
Bye, bye-bye. Will we get a win?
We will. This is
I think so.
Come
first
on.
Week. Third time's a charm.
Headphones off again.
Headphones off.
Hi, my name is Emma.
Player three, talk to me.
All right,
how are you?
Go player three.
Player three.
I'm good.
Good.
All right, here we go, player three.
Can I ask one more question? Were you at Electric Picnic?
I wasn't, no.
Okay. Too much of a hint.
Sorry.
Ooh, player three, is your name Patricia?
That's not my name.
Oh, I thought maybe it was for
it's
a second.
Good yes. name. It's good.
I like the pause.
Player three, is your name Kate?
That's not my name.
All right, player three, one more guess. Is your name Siobhan?
Yeah.
That's not my name.
I'm so sorry, player three. What's your name? Reveal yourself.
Emma.
Damn it.
Emma, great name. I'm very sorry about that.
Oh, no.
That's okay.
Do you prefer M or M's or just Emma?
M's.
M's is very nice. It gives me the flutters. Cheers, M's. Talk to you later.
Good luck, Emma.
Bye, Em.
Thanks a million. Bye.
Bye. You don't really like Dave. You prefer David.
Yeah.
And Fee? Is that okay
Fee
with you?
Fee is fine. Everyone arrives at that end eventually.
That's okay. Alex Warren now at Spin. If you have been away this summer, maybe have been in routine, welcome back.
Hiya.
It's Emma, Dave and Fiona. And also this morning at Spin, we are welcoming back this.
Hi, my name is...
Drop it like it's hot.
Must be the money. Hey, hey.
The old school you love.
There it is.
Throwback.
Throwback.
Here we are.
Three naughties hits in a row.
Spin's 93 side. Oh, I'm so excited about this, man. It's so good. It's like OG Spin.
It is.
You know, make Spin great again. That's what I've been saying. It's been really downhill ever since Emma, Dave and Fiona took over. I don't know.
The Naughty Threesome, iconically Spin, three naughty songs back to back. Well, now we can tell you it'll be happening twice across the day, kicking
Unreal.
Off at 10 a.m. each morning on the button right after us with Michaela Hayes, and again from 3 o'clock with Steve Kay. So make
class.
Sure you have this on in the office. Make sure you have this turned up loud.
Can we get a little bit of a flavour?
Here's just a flavour of what's coming up today, for example, okay?
No, 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 don't funk with my heart.
Okay.
Oh, yes, Fergie Ferg.
This
yes,
is great.
Please. You weren't the biggest fan of Black Eyed Peas. Fergie has a solo star, Dave.
Yeah, I liked Fergie. I liked when she sang about the blanket, you know, when she was crying.
Big girls don't cry.
Yeah, I like that tune.
She did. Yeah. Cries and she flips.
As we say, the Naughty Threesome making its grand return to Spin, kicking off 10 o'clock this morning with Michaela and again from 3 o'clock this afternoon with Steve K.
By the way, it's correct. I did like the Black Eyed Peas. I just didn't like the one that went, shut up, like Vicky
you
Pollard.
Don't like that
no,
song.
I hate it.
Oh my
awful.
God, that's one of my faves.
No.
What
if we don't
my
play
humpy,
that?
My humps. My lovely lady lumps.
Awful song.
Check it out.
awful.
So you hate women.
Dublin Travel.
With Just Eat. Upgrade your lunchtime with office favourites delivered. By Just Eat.
What about Let's Get It Started?
Let's Get It Started.
So yeah. Dave's just afraid of a curvy lady.
Yeah.
That's what I got.
Okay, it is approaching 8 o'clock now. Emily, how are things on Dublin's roads?
Morning, guys.
1038. Dublin.
On it, on it, on it. Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning.
This is Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning.
Spin.
Your number one hit music station.
Hey, how are you?
Hey,
oh
good
my
morning.
God. Hey, how are you getting on? Guys, I know people slag people so much who take videos at gigs and are like, put your phone away, enjoy the experience. The place guns the dogs.
Yeah, but also like, when are you ever going to watch that 6 minute video of Kings of Leon singing that song that you kind of know?
Y'all sing it all that. I have been watching back my videos of Chapel Rowan on Friday and just looking lovingly on them like they're my children.
I'm the same.
I've watched them so much and I'm so happy. Because at Oasis, I was like, okay, don't take any videos. Just enjoy the moment. And guess what? I regretted it.
Yeah.
I'm watching everyone else's videos.
I can't believe
like
you didn't take videos at Oasis.
I took a few.
I've never taken a video at a concert and then afterwards gone home from the concert and watched the video.
No, genuinely. At Chapel, I was like, I want to remember this. And there was like a load of young lads around me who knew the lyrics to every song. And I'm like trying to subtly get them in it. And just like the whole crowd and how much they were reacting.
You're such a ma'am.
I'm like,
I want to get the young crowd in it. The young crowd were listening.
just great to see the young people out enjoying
listening,
themselves. And that's what
Chapel
festivals
Road
is for.
It's not exactly top 40 music or anything.
Chapel's Road is who was the real highlight over the weekend. And I said, well, it shouldn't be for me, but it's great to see the crowd out enjoying themselves.
Right, for now, let's all get our ducks in a row. It's Monday, the 1st of September 2025, and school is back in session. Make sure you've got all your new books, everybody. Have you collected your schedule?
Got it.
You've got your planner, your timetable, you know where you're going. The uniform's looking great. Emma, make sure that tie is long enough, all the way to the belly button. None of this short tie nonsense.
Yes, teacher!
Dave, put that gum away. No flirting in the back of the classroom. Will you behave?
Well, sorry, she's hot.
Fiona, thank you for bringing in your homework already. You're very good.
Thank you, sir.
But for now, I want to know, it's the first day back at school, I want to know what you all did.
Sora's talking, shut up.
I want to know what you did over your summer holidays. The three of you, I hope you've all prepared. I did ask you over the weekend to bring something in for the first day of school. So, Emma, what did you get up to on your summer holidays?
Hi, everybody. In the summer, I went in a big plane to Italy. It was so hot, I almost melted. I had ice cream every day, even some green ones. And I ate pizza with no crust because, ew. I went on a horse and trap on the Aran Islands, and the horse did a massive poop on the road. It was very funny. I played with my dog and he chased a ball and barked at a leaf, and we all got wet and stinky and he had to get a bath. I saw Damien Dempsey and Seamath and Sam Fender singing. It was so loud. I danced and wiggled my bum bum jump jump. And then I helped my granny do her Christmas shopping, even though it's not Christmas, and she gave me a bun. I ate the ice cream or the icing first. Okay, bye.
Wow. Yay. Emma, that was a really busy summer.
Thanks.
Dave, I saw you writing what you did in your summer just a minute ago. So true to form. Dave, what did you do on your summer?
My summer holidays, by David Hammond, age 30, second class, St. Mary's School, 1st of September 2025, 9 minutes past eight. This summer I had a lot of fun. I went to Corfu in Greece on a plane, very hot. I went snorkeling with my girlfriend Pippa. Yeah, I have a girlfriend, Kay. Lots of fishes she did not like as much as I did because I'm really brave. Then I came home, I won a cool raffle in work, so I got to see Dua Lipa for free in the Aviva Stadium where they play football and rugby. It was huge, and there was lots of lights, should I say. And there was Jersey Day in work, so I dressed up as Meath, and Fiona dressed up as Donegal, and Emma didn't wear one, I don't know why. And my friends went to Galway and played dress up in suits to see the horses. And then I went to London, then I went to Mallorca and did more snorkeling, then I got a new housemate called Rosie, and then I had a wisdom tooth out because I'm really, really brave.
Wow. So, did you get a sticker at the dentist?
Yeah, and a lollipop.
Okay. Boss, Dave.
Over to the class clown, Fiona Frawley. I expect this to be funny, Fiona.
My name is Fiona and I live in Crumlin, Dublin, the world, the universe, Ireland, and I'm in senior infants. On my summer holidays, I got a job that I'm in no way qualified for and don't know how to do. I got a laboo-boo, which may or may not have the spirit of the devil living inside it, and I brought it with me on holidays to Sicily, West Cork, and to loads of festivals. I think senior infants is too old to be going to festivals, so I'll be spending September questioning my life choices. I had an anxiety attack and watched Titanic to make myself feel better, and I can conclude that there was no room for Jack on the door with Rose. He knew it, and so did she. Thank you.
Oh, wow, what really busy summers. I hope we're all ready to battle down
and
study hard all the way until December.
Sir, can I go toilet?
You've got 3 minutes. I'll give you a hall pass. No going to see him, Dempsey, now.
Can I sharpen my pencil?
I want my sandwiches already.
Guys, breakfast time.
Ed Sheeran, now this is Finn.
We're kind of just settling back in after the madness of EP over the weekend. We're just absolutely crazy. We're just out dancing in the fields and Strad Bally all weekend long. I feel like me and Emma were the only people who were scheduled to do something at the same time as Kneecap. You did your DJ set and I did my... I was on a podcast
with Ethan Grace Moore, wasn't it?
Yes.
That's
cool.
How was that?
And Colin Murray. It was great. Like, they were kind of like really worried it was going to be quiet, but we did. We got some people in the end. Class. And we talked about current affairs like Sydney Sweeney's boobs and more. Well, I brought that to the show. I don't think they were that happy.
Yeah,
to
I don't think that'd be
that.
Ethan Grace Moore's
But then
vibe,
I got... Yeah. Well, I got to do my impression. And no one in the crowd appreciated it, but I was like, you guys don't know, but this is the best impression of Sydney Sweeney that's ever happened. My jeans are blue. And they just like weren't at all.
That is quite
strong.
It's
pretty good. It's pretty good.
I have to say, though, it was quite obviously. Like, you almost want to be like, don't come here. Go to kneecap.
You're like, do you know kneecap?
No, but honestly, if anyone that's where you're like, why are you not at kneecap?
I know.
She's just got a load of Brits.
Literally.
Like,
every Protestant. But it was fab. So I was, I haven't been to Electric Picnic since like 2018. And it feels a lot bigger. And I was kind of driving in and out. And it feels like a step. Like, I've been at All Together now the last few years. And EP feels like such a step up because like you have guards directing you in and out.
Yeah.
Whereas at All Together now, it's like TY students in high viz.
Yeah.
Being like, go that way, I'd say. So I'd been driving out like 3 days in a row, like, because we stayed off site. Thank you so much. And on the final
weak
day,
is what I call that.
We are weak, and I make no apologies for that. I'm in my knees now. But I was coming in yesterday, and I was a bit stressed because I was on the comedy stage at like 2 o'clock, and it just felt busier than ever getting in on the Sundays.
Sundays are always mad, aren't they? Because everyone's doing the pass back.
Yeah,
everyone's
trying to get the
exactly.
Bands.
People are just standing sadly on the side of the road, like shaking their wrists, being like, "Any wrist."
I was on I was on the way back yesterday. We pulled in to a petrol station.
Yeah.
And there was queues of girls just in the car park. Because it was one of those ones that if you're coming back to Dublin, you will pull in there.
Right.
Kind of thing.
Fair play to them, though. Yeah, they get in. There was actually, when we were leaving and we were parked in like the production area, and this guy came up to us in an unpulsed like jacket and was like, "Do you have any wristbands?" And I was like, "How have you made it in this far?" Because this is where all like the tour buses were parked for like the artists and stuff. And he was like, "I just pretended I was delivering letters and I've gotten in like
letters."
I swear to God.
To Stradbally on the Sunday.
I had my wristband half off for him, and then I was like, "This guy is crazy. I need to put it back."
Imagine addressing someone to like the Harvest Moon campsite picnic. Please deliver to.
I know,
David
like
Hammond.
Who is getting post? But I actually had a bit of not an altercation with a guard, but by the third day I was driving in, I knew where I was going. And you know the way the guards, I feel like they're standing in the middle of the road, and you stop if you need. Advice or help, and if you don't, you keep driving.
And if they don't flag you down,
And so I was driving along. I didn't need directions. I knew where I was going. And then this guy goes, "Whoa! What do you think? I'm standing here in the middle of the road for the crack." And I was like, "Literally, yes." To be honest, I was like, "There's about 800 of you, and that's what you're all doing."
That's the king of Stradbally's Road.
And I go, "Sorry, I thought you're just here to help people if they need directions, and I don't." And he was like, "Where are you going?" I was like, "Gate 3. And he was like, "Yeah, it's up that way." I was like, "Whoa, thanks for your service."
It's like when you get on a Ryanair flight and they're like, 22B, just straight there.
I was like, "Whoa, Templemore, I got a good one with you, brother." But the best thing at my hotel on the Sunday morning, so we're trying to rush, get our breakfast, get in and out. And breakfast was served till 10:30. No, but listen to this. It was busy at breakfast, and there was this guy sitting beside us, and he was waiting for whoever to come down to like get down for breakfast, and he like rang whoever it was, like I didn't know if it was a girlfriend, his friend or whatever, and in the most threatening voice ever, "No hello, no what are you doing?" He just goes, hurry the beep up. And I was like sitting beside him, and I was like, "I really hope that's a friend and not a girlfriend, because otherwise I'm going to have to intervene." And then
you have to get that guard onto him.
I was like, "Guard." And then he ordered a mini breakfast, and his friend and 2 girls who I assume were their girlfriends came down, and he was like, "Why did I get this yolk? It's so small." And I was like, "This man could kill someone." The guys opposite us left like half of their fry, and he walked over, picked up and took their fry. And
ew.
I was like, "Sir, can you play the main stage at Electric Picnic next year? Because this is the most entertainment I've had." Watching this guy, I was terrified. I was entertained. It was a sensational experience that I'll never forget.
Did he seriously eat someone else's fry?
He picked it up and started hoofing into the sausages and the scrambled eggs.
I mean,
yep.
No waste, I suppose.
I suppose no waste.
Waste not one, that says you.
Recharge. Been with Emma, Dave and Fiona. Hope all is good. Hello.
Hello.
And just a note, a really exciting day. The return of the Naughty Threesome back at 10 o'clock and 3 o'clock this afternoon.
Ooh,
kicking off with Michaela from exactly 10 o'clock in the button. No pressure, but it better be a great threesome, Michaela.
Mm-hmm. It better be the best threesome
ever. If Michaela's there, it will be.
I'll say no more. So I was off for a few days last week, and I arrived down to see my family. I was in Waterford, and my granny was ringing and ringing and ringing and ringing. I said to myself, I'll get up kind of kind of at work time and just drive down on the Tuesday morning. And yet she was on to me and on to me and on to me. What time are you getting here? What time are you getting here? What time are you getting here? And I said, what is the urgency? I will be down to you very soon. She said, I'd like to be in the shops when they open. And I said, at 9 a.m. I'm in Dublin, you're in Waterford. Okay, I'm on my way, I'm on my way.
My God.
So I arrived down and she obviously wants to lift into the city and all the rest, and that was fine. And I said, what's the urgency? What do you need to do today? She said to me, this exact quote, I need to finish my Christmas shopping.
Finish her Christmas. So she'd started already.
Finish.
No.
That's a real granny.
That's a real granny. She's made a proper stuff, yeah. That girl.
Whoa.
This was the 26th of August.
Oh, she's on that Brian Thomas Christmas shop timeline. She starts Christmas in August.
I can confirm that within 90 minutes to 2 hours, we completed Granny Phyllis's Christmas shopping. I actually couldn't believe
what?
It. I was like, what do you mean you've more or less everyone done? Well, like, what do you mean? When did you start? She was like, oh, I've always been picking up bits. My granny's a big fan of going to somewhere like The Range and throwing like hangers and like toothbrush protectors into a bag, and then you open it on Christmas Day and you're like, oh my God, hangers, thank you so much.
I was like, I hope these aren't the presents.
That's incredible. No,
they often are, to be honest. Yeah, they're great. Okay. They're fabulous.
For my granny, if they don't sell it in the shop in Nazareth House on the Malahide Road, you're not getting it for Christmas.
She has a Christmas shopping done, lads. I don't believe it. Anyway, so we have a couple of bits to do. She wants to get jumpers for my fella and my sister's fella. She obviously wanted to sort my sister out with something as well. A jumper from Next. Needs to go to Next. Laura likes Next. Cool. And then the big thing was the kids. So my sister has two kids, my niece and nephew. They are 6 and 2.
And she gets them Christmas presents as well.
She does, yeah.
Are they not grown out of that yet?
She said, will you come with me? Because I just don't know what to get them or whatever. Yeah. I said, that's fine. So we were up and down. Bear in mind, my granny's 91 years old, okay? Like, she's out rocking up and down the aisles and Smith's going, oh, geez, what's that? And I'm like, they're Power Rangers now. They were in a long time ago or whatever. and we stopped by and we noticed a... What's it called?
A horse?
No, not a piano.
A keyboard.
We're in that section. And I think, oh God, she's thinking of getting a keyboard for Florence, who's 6 and might be interested in the keyboard. She's really admiring this keyboard now, taking it in, looking at the price, looking at the box. Big, massive box. She's 91. She's tearing it around and looking at it.
Well, she
all
does
the rest.
Her yoga. No bother.
And I say, oh, do you think Florence like that? She says, no, do you mind Florence? I want that.
That's gas.
I was like, what do you mean you want that? She was like, that's lovely now. I'd like a keyboard. Do you not know I used to play the piano? And she was like, when? I was like, when? That's class. She was like, about 60 years ago.
In the 40s, dude.
Literally 60 years ago, right?
Stop.
So I say, are you serious? Do you want to get this? And she said, yeah. So off we went up to the counter. She lobs the stuff up.
That is class, man. Just
she
to
is
have
a woman
that
after
of,
my own heart, yeah, like, getting a present for herself.
Is it an
Christmas
age
shopping?
Thing where you're just like, I would like this thing, so I'm going to buy this thing? Because for me, it's like, I would like this thing, but I don't deserve this thing, so I'll bond. I would never just see something like it and buy it straight away.
But she says, like, I want to keep myself busy. So we get home, we set it up, she gets the stand and all. She gives it a lash.
You can practice between now and Christmas.
Oh, yeah, I'll play a tune for you for Christmas. So the problem was, there and then, she didn't have any music. She said, I can read music, but there was no music.
Pretty crap. I thought she'd be better.
So I ordered her a music book, like, for beginners. And she was away off the weekend. She was in Killarney for Daniel O'Donnell. This woman has a great life.
Oh my God, love it.
She arrives home yesterday and says, the music book arrived. Thank you very much. It's like, perfect. Happiest there. I said, did you get practicing? So I spent 2 hours at it today practicing. And I said, oh cool, what was in the book? Like, what song are you practicing? And she couldn't stop laughing. I was like, what, granny? Tell me what the song is. Tell me. She was really, like, in the throes of laughter. She said, I think I've fully learned now. Jingle Bells. Page 1 of the music book complete.
She is in Christmas mode.
Yes, yeah, she is. She's
in
ready.
Every sense.
But
I'm
thinking
it.
Like Jingle Bells, you know, no offense, like, it's class, but like da da da. Da 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 da. It's a good one to start off with, I would say.
I mean, is she getting the two hands?
She said she's struggling with the left hand at the moment, but you know, it'll be ready in time for Christmas.
She's got a few months.
She does.
Recharged.
Chapel Roan and the Subway on Spin. Good morning. Hope all is well with you.
Good morning.
Chapel Rona at Electric Picnic Friday night, you were saying, Fiona, on your Instagram stories that that song was incredible live.
It was one of my favourites because that song needs to grow on you a bit, but like it's one of those ones that you think are just meant to be performed live because everyone just gets to belt out She's Got Away for about 5 minutes.
Yeah,
and it doesn't matter if you don't know the words.
Yes, I was thinking that because it is quite repetitive towards the end, it works really well.
I like when she says Saskatchewan.
No, and so at that bit, because you know we were saying on Friday we love that bit when she goes, I'm moving to Saskatchewan. Everyone screams that. And for such a new song.
Did people do the dance for HOTTOGO?
God, yeah, but it was so crowded. It was more like a HL.
Yeah.
I have some incredibly exciting news for you, Dave, and for you, Fiona, this morning. This is something that I really think you're going to think about for a while. And we must discuss in meetings and check with HR about this, but I'm giving you a big opportunity here.
Okay.
I'm starting fight camp. I'm doing a fight with my boxing academy in November. And fight camp starts next week, next Tuesday. Okay. So it's all going to get really serious. And as I said, I'm doing, this is crazy for me. I'd be like, hey girl, sorry, can I just try and tap your shoulder there with a little punch? But it's happening and it's for real. And my head guard arrived, my tooth guard arrived and everything arrived.
Oh my God. You may as well be in a bubble. You're going to be fine.
I'm going to
be zorbing around the ring.
Don't worry about hitting them. They're not going to feel anything.
That's true. Maybe. I hope so. But I was in class on Friday and I was paired up with one of the girls who did fight camp last year. And she was like, how are you fixed for fight camp? I said, like it'll be grand. I'm nervous about the fight, but you know, the actual...
the glue that holds camp together.
Exactly. But like in terms of the training, I think it'll be a good challenge. But like, yeah, I'd be terrified for the fight, yeah?
Yeah.
And she said, can I just give you a couple of tips? Oh. And I said, oh, please hit me up. She said, number one, get a couple of personal training sessions before the fight. I said, grand, that's fine. Okay. She said, start running. I said, okay. She said, I need to get better at it. She was like, you need to be really fit for this. She said, three, your jab's really important. That's your left hand punch. She was like, you could win the fight in just your jab. I said, cool. And number four, she said, Emma, now, and I really mean this one, make sure someone gives you a solid punch in the face before the fight.
Oh, clever.
She said, on the day of the fight last year, it was the first time I got a slap in the face and I was so winded and saw stars that it knocked me off my game.
You're
for a minute.
You're so shocked, I'd say.
Because I'd never felt it before,
oh,
right?
God.
So I would like to offer Dave and Fiona this opportunity. One of you, I think, by the end of the week, and we'll have to check this with HR and Nick.
Right.
I don't feel comfortable with the honour of giving me a slap. Now I'm thinking,
Is this a slap or a box? A punch with a boxing glove on.
I'll bring in the glove.
I don't want to hurt my knuckle now.
Right. Okay.
Okay, listen. I'll only do it if you also do it to me.
No, you're not doing the fight.
We're live from Harvey Norman in Carrick Mines on Friday.
God.
So this means we could be punching you in the middle of customers.
Oh,
class.
My God.
In the middle of Harvey Norman. This makes everything so
like,
much
I can't
better.
Even, for example, if Fiona hit me, like if I said I wanted her to do it, can the guards just leave her alone?
Well, you don't have to press charges, yeah.
True.
Yeah.
Like, she asked for a guard.
Yeah.
I can't believe I'm going to hit Emma a box outside TK Maxx.
You might not. It might be Dave.
Yeah.
I don't know if I want to do it. Like,
listen, what about if we both
left-handed
do it together?
Guys,
I am left-handed.
That's really important.
Yeah, I'll do left-handed.
Guys, the girl in camp... In the boxing class said to me, I will not win this fight if I don't get a good slap in the face before the fight. I asked my boyfriend Jackie, he said absolutely not.
Yeah.
So I'm handing it over to you.
Why
Dave
can't your
Fiona?
Granny do it? Yeah. You just took her Christmas shopping.
No,
you're in a boxing class. Why can't they do it?
They're too strong. I need to get warmed up.
Right.
So by the end of the week, we need to figure out who's going to give me a slap. Is it Dave or Fiona?
Right.
More to come.
Can't
we'll check this in with Celine and HR.
1038 Dublin. On it, Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning.
This is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning. Your number one hit music station.
Let's go. Hiya, it's Emma, Dave, and Fiona. Hope you're good.
Hi, good morning. What's going on?
Not much. My algorithm knows me well. I just got served the most South Dublin advertisement.
Oh,
ever.
Is matcha in it?
No. Now, it is for children, so I'm not sure why that. But listen to this. Tiny Tutus, South Dublin Ballet Studios, limited places, enroll now. Mount Anvil Montessori School, Booterstown Parish Centre. It's just very like...
It's very you.
It's very like, pick the kids up in the Jeep, sourdough in the front seat.
Darling, you
just
live
got it at the
farmer's
market.
That's my dream life.
But you don't drive a Jeep.
No.
No.
No, I don't.
Why'd you bring up that she lives in Crumlin?
Well, one day...
She was just talking about like the fanciness of the Montessori. One and I was like, no, you're a
Crumlin not fancy. You're not fancy for you.
There's a few tiny tutus in Crumlin there. Yeah. No, there are. No.
My algorithm doesn't know me because I keep getting served outdoor tiles.
Outdoor tiles?
Like slating for your patio. I'm like, man, when have I ever even mentioned the word patio to you?
I mean, A, summer's over, famously. It's September and it's time to start watching Gilmore Girls. Whether you guys get that reference or not is up to you. And B, yeah, are you going to be tiling? That'd be a serious job now.
Tiling the back?
Yeah.
Not even my gas.
Yeah. I only like the power hosing. I sound real country. That power hose.
I really wanted to power hose my back, and I was so excited with this. My mom, my back garden, and my mom.
My back.
Give the old back.
Got that scab off.
You need extra force for that. And I was like, "Mom, can I borrow?" She bought a power washer, and she was like, "Yeah, Grant, brought it over." So excited. I don't have a hose.
Yeah.
Or I don't have anything that I can plug that into.
Pippa bought a power hose as well. She's like, yeah, it only cost me like 50 quid or whatever. No, what you've bought is a water gun. You haven't bought a power hose for 50 quid, like, for God's sake.
Emma, Dave and Fiona are on Spin.
Your number one hit music station.
I had a nightmare end to last week. And if I live through it, I'm going to make you live through it as well. Because I have a word of warning for
me
you.
And Fiona lived through it because we were in such stress from you not being here on Friday.
Yes, so there
we
was a reason.
Died.
There was a reason why I wasn't on Friday morning show. And I put the guys into a little bit of panic. And it wasn't a nice reason why I was off on Friday. So let's go back to Thursday. My mum was over from the UK. The end. It was hell.
I need a week off after that.
No, my mum was over from the UK. She was here Thursday to Thursday. We went to Robbie Williams. So, like,
Through Thursday? She's still here?
No. Thursday last week to Thursday the week before.
All right.
So it was Thursday to Thursday. So she went back to the UK last Thursday. Her flight wasn't until 10 to midnight.
Who's getting the red eye to London?
East Midlands. Not even London.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So I had to spend all day with her on Thursday. Aww. It's fine. It's just a long day. And I'm sure, like, when you have parents or family members up as well, when they're over, you have to kind of be tour guides. You go to work and then you're out all day. So I was doing, like, I was up at 5:30, well, out the door at 5:30 in the morning, not getting home until like 10 o'clock. And they were very long days. And this was the longest of the days that I had because I have to take her to the airport on the bus because she's not really very good with the Ryanair self-service checking bags and things like that. So I got her to the airport for 9 o'clock. Before then, we went to Swords for a bit of food and everything. Got back to my apartment, so I dropped her off at the airport. I was back home at 9:30. I thought, I'm doing unbelievable here because I was expecting to be home really late. Mm-hmm. Got to the front door of my apartment building. You have to have a key fob to get into the building and then a key for the front door of my apartment. Put the hand in my pocket where I thought my key was. Nothing there.
No.
Put my
hand in all my other pockets. Nothing there. Pulled out the keychain of where my key should be. Snapped. With no fob and no key.
Oh, no.
And my heart sank.
Yeah.
Because I live on my own. There is no one else in my apartment. Now, the good thing is I took the spare set of keys with me that day because that's the keys that my mum used. So my actual set of keys with my work fob and everything on that were still inside my apartment. But to get through to my apartment, you have to have a fob.
Yeah, of course.
So I can't even get into the building. So I start panicking. I start messaging the WhatsApp group for my building, be like, guys, what can I do here? And some people were saying, like, oh, the janitor or the security guard, we have security guard that's kind of comes through at 10 o'clock every night. They might have a master key. Mm. Spoke to them. No use. Mm. Can't let you in.
Why?
Because
you couldn't prove it was you.
Yeah, I couldn't prove it was me. They were looking for ID, and I was like, the ID is in the apartment. And they said, I can't let you in.
That's
my apartment.
Awful.
So then everyone in the group chat was saying, call like an emergency locksmith. There's like 24-hour locksmiths.
They're so expensive.
And I was ringing around, and I was getting like 150, 200 euro. And some of them were saying, we might have to drill the lock off and then give you a new lock. And then I was kind of panicking because it's an apartment that I rent, so I can't make any structural changes because that could cost me a fortune.
What time is this at as well?
This is at about 10:30.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I found this locksmith who quoted me 55 euro.
And they said, oh, yeah, it's non-invasive. The lock will be fine. The guy gets here, and honestly, I don't know what company they work for, what the biggest cowboy in the world got there, being like, well, it's €35 for a call-out charge, then it's going to cost you €169, and I'm going to have to drill a hole, and then I'm going to have to put another lock in, and I don't know how much that is going to cost. Mm-hmm. So I was just stressing.
Oh, God.
And
Callum can't handle with these things at all.
No, I'm normally like, I like to say I'm cool under pressure, but here, all in my head, I could think, I'm never going to get into my apartment ever again.
That's quite a reach now.
No, but honestly, in that instance, because I don't live with anyone, I just didn't know how I could go back. Yeah. So I was ringing around, I was ringing friends, I was ringing people. My girlfriend Linda said that she would put me up in her place, which is at the other side of town. She lives past Rathmines. So I got a taxi there. I sent the locksmith away, the cowboy.
Much did you pay the cowboy?
I had to pay him €50 for the call out charge, got rid of him, had to pay a taxi down into Rathmines, near enough another £50. So I'm £100 down. And then the next morning, I rang an agent and they said, yeah, we have a spare key, we can let you in.
Oh, God.
Are you for real?
But I was just, but because it was out of hours.
It was the time of night, yeah.
The moral of the story, and this is my warning to you, my keys were on a Spin 1038 lanyard. Throw them away. Do not use the Spin merchandise.
Get a 98 FM one.
So obviously the lanyard had just snapped and the keys had fallen off.
Yeah.
This thing.
Yeah.
No way.
Oh my God, Spin merch man, dump it.
Yeah, dump it. Only go for cinema passes. Don't go for...
I remember when I was in Spain years ago, my parents have an apartment out there and we were, basically we got locked out of the apartment and I was like, what am I going to do? This is my parents' place, blah, blah. Calls a locksmith. Had to put him on the phone to my auntie who speaks fluent Spanish. She was in Madrid, miles away. They were conversing, blah, blah, blah. He had to saw down, you know, the way in Spain they have the bars outside windows for protection.
Yeah.
He had to saw them all off to get in. One of us left the key on the inside, €550 on the second last day of my holiday.
Oh, God.
No.
It's a sad time.
Hey, lads, just... bring your keys.
Ever tried it? Ever
Alex
heard
Moore
of it?
Now it's Spin. They say the holy water's water. All the videos I saw from Electric Picnic yesterday, absolute stars. You know, they wrote their latest album in a farm, like in an actual yard, and one of them inherited it, or their parents gave them the use of it after their grandparent died. Mm. So they just wrote the album in
That's
a shed.
Incredible.
So cool.
I love that so much.
So good. It's Emma, Dave and Fiona. Good morning.
Now, since 2015, the Met Office, along with Met Aaron, has named storms to raise awareness and help people prepare for what's to come. Mm. Okay, so after a stormy 2024 and 2025 season that ended up with Storm Floris in August, the new 2025 and 26 list has been revealed, chosen from over 50,000 public submissions, which I think was quite interesting. Mm. You can submit your own submission for a storm name.
No shade, but it makes me think, like, what kind of person are you to submit one?
I suppose just
someone who likes the weather, I guess.
Yeah,
Alan O'Reilly definitely has submitted his own name a couple of times, I'd say. But the storms are going to run alphabetically, so if you're Q, U, X, Y or Z, you're not allowed to submit your name, right? If your name starts with
Global warming ain't that bad yet.
Yeah, they're skipping with the line. They're skipped with in international rules, so those letters are skipped. But Chief Meteorologist Rebecca Hicks said naming storms makes warnings clearer and more effective, with surveys showing people are more likely to take action when a storm has a name, which I find bizarre. Like, if hey, there's a storm coming isn't enough.
No,
you have to be like,
but hey,
give it a
Storm
name.
Dave is coming.
I so see that. Everyone's like, Storm Eunice is on the way.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, oh, Eunice sounds like a silly name. But seriously, I better put my outdoor furniture away.
Exactly. Yeah, that's true, I suppose, yeah.
So last season had 6 named storms and the record stands at 12 in 2023 and 2024.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So the offices of Met Aaron and Met Office have released the new names. I've picked some of my favourite ones and I've also made up some.
Okay.
So we're going to play against each other. Emma, I'm going to start with you.
Right.
And you tell me which one is the real one, which one is the fake one. Here we go. Emma, Storm Bram or Storm Bam Bam?
I wish Bam Bam was real, but I'd say it's Bram. That's the real one.
Bram is correct.
Okay.
1-0.
Bram Stoker.
Fiona.
Yeah.
Storm Chaz or Storm Chandra?
Chaz or Chandra? I mean, Chandra's amazing. No, I'm going to go with Chandra.
Chandra is correct.
Oh.
Storm Chandra. Emma, back to you. Storm Dave or Storm Dimitri?
Oh, it should be Dave, but I think it's Dimitri.
It's Dave.
Oh, sorry.
I know. That's exciting. Huge day. I get a storm.
Are you so excited?
I'm very excited. It's going to be huge.
You know what I did? Tweets of like, I was in a bad mood that day.
No, but you know what makes me so sad is that the storm Emma a few years ago in like whatever year that was, 2018, was named the Beast of the East.
That I remember that. Nice. Storm Emma, yeah. Yeah.
Like, I don't identify with that descriptor.
Yeah. She's the Beast from the Southeast. How about this one? We are back to you, Fiona. Ila or Indurain?
Ila or Indurain? Very good. I'm going to say Ila.
Ila is correct. Emma, let's crawl it back. Jonas or Jana?
Jana's in, surely.
Jana is in. Fiona, Lilith or Lolly?
Oh, I like these. Let's say Lilith.
Lilith is correct. What? Lilith, Storm Lilith is coming. It was like a huge character in the TV show Supernatural as well.
Oh.
And she was very scary.
Oh, right.
So, yeah, excited
Same
for that.
Same in Frasier.
How about we, for this one, Mortine or Marty?
Oh, Mortine. You so made that up. It's got to be Marty.
It is Marty.
Yeah. You're saying like fancy Mortine.
Mortine. Mortine. Yeah, yeah. Stormy or Stevie?
Stormy. I'm going to say Stevie.
It is Stevie, unfortunately, which is really, really annoying.
Great.
And Willow or Wubbo?
Wubbo.
Willow or Wubbo?
We'll go Willow, will we?
It's Wubbo.
It's Wubbo.
Storm Wubbo.
Wubbo.
Wubbo. W-U-B-B-O.
Oh, I'm hunkering down for Wubbo.
If Wubbo's on the way and it's a red warning, you do not move.
No.
You don't move an inch if Wubbo's about.
Wubbo's on the way and they're bringing a lot of Wayne.
That on a t-shirt.
Justin Bieber now. New music, Hunter and Golden on Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona. Speaking of Golden.
Get ready. Spin
103.8's
Golden
Ticket. Hey, yeah.
We want to send you to Fuerteventura, all but thanks to Sunway.ie, Ireland's hassle-free holiday company. Yep, as Dave said, it's still here.
It is still here.
Do you know what's good at least? There's so many songs that mention Golden at the moment. Mm. I feel like we've been able to link it in many multiple ways. Mm. And for that, I'm grateful.
Name
for the
three
Golden
other
ticket.
Songs.
The Kingfisher one, they say something about golden. Everything's golden. Yeah.
Harry Styles, Golden.
Well, no, but there was another one that's on at the Mo, and it was like, and speaking of golden, or maybe it was about holiday or so. It'll come to me. Let's do the call.
Ruth's on to give this lash this morning on our way to work. What is work for you?
I'm in sales.
What do you sell? Can you give us a clue?
I don't really know, to be honest.
You don't know.
Is a woman after my own heart coming into work and having not a clue what she does.
You don't know what you sell.
Well, it's like a variety of things. And
Ruth, were you someone who was off doing your own thing for the summer and have just rejoined us, or were you here like a trooper all summer with us?
No, I've been here all summer.
Let's
so really in need of a holiday.
Deadly. All right, well.
You're in need of a holiday after listening to us all summer.
All right, well, Ruth, the drug dealer, let's see if we can win you a trip away. This is Emma, Dave and Fiona's Golden Ticket. You've heard this game before, Ruth?
Yeah.
Do you know how many seconds go on the clock?
25.
And do you know how many songs are going to play?
5.
That's it. Guess the 5 songs and artists within 25 seconds. You win a golden ticket to Fuerteventura. If the song with a few people on it, you only need to mention one artist. No skipping or passing around. Allowed to move on until you get the song and artist correct. But if you really don't know it, you can swap it for a different one. Obviously, you can only do that once, Ruth, and you can't do it on the final song. If you want to swap the song at any point, you just shout the word swap. And when you get it correct, we'll pause the clock just so you can gather yourself. Get ready for the next one. All makes sense, Ruth.
Okay, perfect.
All right, if you've any no questions from you, no?
No, I don't
Okay,
know.
Where are you from, by the way?
I'm from Leash.
Ruth from Leash. Ooh.
Oh, nice. Your county got all the talk.
Yeah, a lot of talk. All right, Ruth from Leash, the best of luck. 25 seconds on the clock. Song one playing in 3, 2, 1, start the clock.
Espresso, Sabrina Carpenter.
Well done, Sabrina Carpenter. An espresso in the bag.
Well done, Ruth. And you have, I'm going to say 22 seconds, 21.9 seconds left for 4 songs. Very good going.
Very, very good. Sabrina Carpenter's Espresso is always song one. And song two, there is another rule on us as well. Hopefully you know that rule. Song two with 22 seconds on the clock, basically playing in 3, 2, 1, start the clock.
I had a bad week, spent the evening pretending it wasn't that deep.
Yeah.
You could see in my eyes that it was taking over. I guess I was just blind and caught up in the moment.
Do you want to swap it, Ruth?
Yeah, swap.
Swap it out.
We had this genius idea to make song two an Ed Sheeran song, and it's not working.
It's not.
Failing. No. It's failing. No one seems to be getting it.
That's not your fault, Ruth. It's his fault because he just doesn't know what to shut up.
Yeah.
He has too many songs.
When you get him onto the rap, game's over.
Put the pen down, Ed. That song was called Two Step, but not to worry, it is gone now.
Yeah, a brand new song two playing for you now. Ruth plays in 3, 2, 1, start the clock.
Every time you come around, you know I can't say no.
Things like biting your nails.
If chewing chewing gum. Stuff you don't like doing.
Is it whenever? Is it Vince Gill?
No.
No.
Spitting. I can feel the paradise
before my world ends. 3, 2.
I have no idea.
Oh, no! I thought the spitting and the biting nails would be a good clue. Because what are they, Ruth? They are bad habits.
Oh, bad habits.
Yeah.
And the penny drops. Ed Sheeran, that was bad habits. Not to worry, Ruth. Thanks for giving it a lash and we'll hopefully talk to you again soon.
Thank you, Ruth. Get back
Thank
to
you.
Selling whatever
it is. Whatever it is you sell.
Thanks.
Bye, girl.
Talk to you later. All right, chewing gum, is it a bad habit?
I don't know. I was just trying to think of. No, it's not.
Chewing gum when like speaking or something.
Yeah, I was trying to think of a bad habit that I can't say.
Do you remember how much teachers in school hated chewing gum?
Yeah.
Well, that's because I also was the person who'd put your hand under your desk at school and be like, ooh.
Oh, nothing worse.
Where else are you meant to put it, like?
And that, David, is why teachers hated chewing gum.
Oh, fair enough.
This guy was class, showed up twice or three times across the weekend. An electric picnic is the brilliant khaki kid and date night on Spin with Emma, Dave, and Fiona.
It's time for Fiona's final thoughts.
Let's go.
Welcome in to the most important part of the show, the time where I get to talk about whatever I want and you guys can take a little rest for yourselves. Have a little snooze.
Yeah,
unless you're driving to work, please don't. Well, pull in safely and you can have a nap for about 3 minutes. Now, I am going to talk about the Irish Traders just briefly. I know you guys...
Did you watch it last night?
Yeah.
Are you going to give spoilers?
Well... They're like not like the most important plot points, but they're just things that were fun to me. Like, so it's up to you guys if you want to stay in and listen.
I will be watching it this evening. I love a spoiler.
You love a spoiler. I don't like a spoiler. Can I go?
You can go.
Okay.
Go piss, girl.
Okay, Dave is out because he's on spoilers. I love a spoiler.
These are such low stakes spoilers. They're just kind of like the three most Irish things that have happened, which.
I will say first and foremost, great cast. I had a look on the Instagram last night. I was like, these look like really cool people.
A really, really good mix of people. And I won't give much away, but one of these traders has the most incredible poker face ever.
Really?
Is the most convincing in the group settings. I won't say who it is and is just...
Is it the Garda?
No, he's crap. Oh, sorry, really? I shouldn't have said that. The guard and the prison guard are just, they're like, well, I wouldn't know who it is at all.
Yeah.
It's hardly me. So I think they're going to be gone soon. But just very quickly, three of the most Irish things that have already happened in the Traitors that I've been a big fan of. Obviously, two people are related. That was always going to happen.
Really?
There's a father and son in there.
Is there?
I won't tell you who they are.
But sorry, just to say, is that known to everyone? Are they acting
like they're not? No, no one knows. They're pretending they don't know each other. And it was revealed
good.
A bit of crap.
That's
we
good.
Love a bit of
Did
drama.
That, something like that ever happened in the English version?
Yes, there was a mother
relatives.
And son.
Okay.
Paul couldn't be my son, but Ross is. Okay. That's like one of the most iconic lines from the Traitors ever. Okay, next up. A woman fell asleep while the Traitors were being selected and everyone had to have their eye masks on.
She didn't.
And then Siobhan McSweeney goes, I've selected my Traitors. And the woman goes, Jesus. Like she just fully fell asleep,
oh
jumped out of her skin. You know when you fall asleep in class? And then finally... Time mismanagement during the challenge. They were like pushing these like barrels down a hill that all had money in them and having to get back. And obviously, whatever way the word spread, nearly they were like, we only have 3 minutes left. Leave the barrels. There isn't time. Leave all the money. They had 15 minutes left.
What? Why are we so bad?
No, we will never tell time and we'll never win money.
I did see one of the girls share how many degrees of separation is everyone going to be from the cast of the Traitors.
Yes.
Because, you know, obviously, like, it's Ireland is so small. As soon as I went through the cast
last
night.
Do you have anyone?
One of the girls. I can't remember her name off the top of my head, but I recognised her. And I was like, I did a gig with her before. Like, we worked together before on a particular gig.
Oh, my God.
With the Irish women's football team. Yeah.
That's iconic. One of the guys is
going
out. No, it's not sport. It's going out with my friend's sister's. Yeah, friend's sister.
Oh, for God's sake. Only in Ireland. What?
What?
I'll be catching up tonight. Bring it on. This is Spin.